You're now tuned into $1 million River Game. I'm Wallow 267. That's Gilly the Nut right there. We got Kate and we got Ebony with us today. Listen, we going right what?
You
going
to do it again?
I had to do it. You ain't make me start the fuck over. You ain't make me do nothing.
I told you.
Stop lying. You ain't make me do nothing.
I made you start.
$1 million River Game is brought to you by Barstool Sports. Listen, man. Today we got a real, a real exciting issue. But first, let's play some bills.
Let me tell you something. This episode of Barstool Sports is brought to you by Roman. It's allergy season. You know what that means. Sneezing, watery eyes, runny nose, all the above. But research shows that 80% of allergy sufferers fail to select the best medication off the shelf for their symptoms. So now you can just deal with Roman. You hear me? Our friends at Roman are now offering prescription allergy relief delivered right to your door, so you don't gotta go to the supermarket, you don't have to go to Walgreens, you don't have to go to these spots to find out the best allergy relief medicine for your symptoms. All you have to do is they will put you on the phone with a physician who will go through all your symptoms, tell you what's the best allergy medicine for you, and then bam, they deliver it right to your door. No longer do you have to go search that aisle, pick up all these different things, don't know what you really need, you're confused, should I take this, should I take that,
yeah,
I feel this way, I got to read all of everything, see what, no, you get right on the phone, they say, no, we think that you are suffering from this, and we are 100% sure that you probably need this to take care of it. And then they send it to you. So with Roman, there are no commitments. You can cancel at any time. And it's the best. So stop wandering aimlessly through the aisles for treatment at these pharmacies and go to JetroMan/Barstool for free online visit today. That's JetroMan.com/Barstool right now. Roman is where it's at.
It's where it's at. Let's get into this,
man. They deliver it right to you.
Let's get into this. As you can see, we got two guests today, you know, from the Barstool staff.
From the Ebony Barstool and staff.
And what's interesting is we're going to be talking about outlooks of, it's different outlooks. It's different, outlooks for relationships, different things from a black woman perspective and a white woman perspective. And what questions do you think did you have in mind first, Gil?
Gil.
Is it true what they say?
What are they saying?
Black men hang longer, or is that just a myth?
Whoa, you asking about whoa, whoa, whoa. That was a little spicy.
I'm just saying, is that a myth?
Why you want to know?
Because.
Right, why you want to know?
Because why, Eb?
I don't know.
Is that
sus? It's a little sus.
Because at the end of the day.
But why you want to know?
Listen, it's not that I want to know. This is an in general conversation. And it'd be a lot of brothers out here that be faking. They be acting like just because they black, they got that rack. Mm-hmm. And that don't necessarily mean that. Am I right?
I feel like it puts a lot of extra pressure on black men.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah.
See, we got extra pressure and shit.
If it's not monster dong, then women are like, oh, what's this? Even though it's probably could still be a great dick.
Well, because all the women used to call Wallow short stack.
They never called me that. They called you baby shrimp.
I heard that.
They called you baby shrimp.
He said they called me baby shrimp.
I said they called you baby shrimp.
They called me baby late. Y'all get the hell out.
That was another story.
Because they used to call him short stack from IHOP.
Yeah.
They never called me that.
Yes, they did. So it was like, okay, is this a facade or is this really the truth?
Mm-hmm. He's lying on me.
I heard he was full of syrup though.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah.
Oh. Kate ain't asking.
Stinky fella.
Hey, he used to let his celly pour syrup on him.
No, he didn't. He never do that. No. But hold up, Kate, you ain't answered the question.
He used to make a man cake, not a pancake.
Kate ain't answer that question.
I heard you and your celly made a man cake.
No, Kate ain't answer
with lots of butter and
stuff. No, hold up. Hey, Kate, you ain't answer that question. Kate ain't answer the question.
What was the question?
Do I think that?
Do you know that?
I don't know that. No.
Okay.
I don't know if I've had enough of a sample. Like, what's enough for a scientific? I don't know.
Well, I ain't never been with no white guy, so I can't compare the two. I could agree that, some guys be lying. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Yeah.
Okay, so most of the time, who's the guys that's lying? Is it the guys that talk the most shit, or is it the guys that don't
like,
say?
Like, what do they have the most money? Like, who lied the most?
I feel like the guy that talk the most shit.
Yeah, they can never back it up.
Like some sort of complex. Like I think there's something too when you see the man with the huge lifted truck and they say, oh, that guy's got a little dick. Like I think there's a little truth to that sometimes where people overcompensate in other ways. Like look at me because they don't have.
Yeah,
you're right. Oh, okay.
You're
right. Okay, that's a good way of looking at it. Mm-hmm. So you say all little dick guys go for bigger things in life. Huh?
All the shorties, they like big things in life.
I need a big truck. I need a big TV. What else? What's some other things?
Like super fancy, like the guy who's wearing the, what's like a super tacky jean brand, like who has like just the glitter and spark, like just has like way too much of something. Like if you're overcompensating, I don't know.
And like they always the ones who never fuck the leather off your jacket.
Yeah, if they're like the flashiest ones, right? I don't know.
Not the flashiest, okay.
You saying ladies, the flashiest?
The flashiest ones got the littlest piece.
They coming up short. You saying if you flashy, you're coming up short in the meat department?
I think so.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
If you're super confident, if you like have a hog on you, like you just have some sort of swagger to you that is just, it goes beyond anything you could wear, anything you could drive. Guys who can.
And that's what I be trying to tell Lo. He like, dog, you don't ever get dressed no more. I'm like, I got a super haul going. I don't got to get dressed.
Right. Me neither. I wear sweatpants. So,
right,
know.
Yeah, see?
But he wears sweatpants with no drawers. That's like, oh, wow. That's out of
nowhere. Did you hear about the sweatpants thing? Like, what? Like, you know, gray sweatpants?
They always talk about, all right, break it down.
Break it down.
I love the gray sweatpants because they. I've seen a lot here. I don't want to throw no shade, you know? That's why, I love black men.
So what you trying to say is some little dick niggas at Barstool.
Little,
huh?
A little. It's a lot of little dick niggas at Barstool Sports. I ain't going to hold you. I done seen some prints, and I was like, you should be ashamed. How dare you come out here and show me that shit? Where is it, bro?
Oh, so hold on. So how That's important crazy. Is PW to women? Print watching.
How often do y'all do it?
I do it all the
every,
time.
Every, like, all the time. That, I mean, Jason Derulo. Hello. Yes. I'm watching. But you do any photo of a guy, what is it called? Splitting beans? When they're sitting and you can see their balls on either side of the seam of their pants.
I never heard that phrase. Or you can
but what if a nigga's all nuts and he's not no stem? Like, what if he's all nuts and he's just splitting beans? You see two coconuts. Right. But he all nuts and no stem.
That's a danger. Yeah. You don't want, I mean, what
you ever
are the
told
nuts
a man put the
me?
Nuts in the pussy, he was so little, throw the nuts in there too. Yeah. Fuck it.
Too much syrup. too big of nuts, too much syrup for short stacks out there. But no offense to you. You're great.
No, though. No, I'm cool. I'm cool.
I think every pair of pants, like in a lot of fashion shoots, the guys will be like, what do they call it, man spreading or whatever, like on the train. I definitely, for sure. Like 100% of the time, my eyes just go there. And I'm like, what's
going on?
No,
I'm staring.
Yeah.
So you say motherfuckers walk in, you be like, duh.
That's the first thing. I don't even care about the feet no more. I'm like, what you got? What you packing with? Let me see something.
Well, you know what? Now that y'all saying, I want to bring something to the table because support for $1 Million Worth of Game is brought to you by Manscaped. Mm-hmm. One thing about Manscaped is about keeping your thing down there, keeping everything. You know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and if you want to get lucky, I think you should be cleaned up down there. Right. I think, but I'm going to get your opinion. But one thing that I try to tell guys about the Lawnmower 3.0, you know, I'm talking about it got the LTD, well, you know, whatever they call it, like LED lights and all that stuff, because you can just see the hair there. The hair disappear, back up. You see the hair going. So I think that is very important. But for everybody that's out there listening, you get free shipping. You get 20% off. If you go to manscaped.com, use the code GAME. Listen, man, one thing about this Manscaped and the lawnmower is like, if you got a lawn, they need to be trimmed. Some women like to be trimmed because they don't want to get, you know, particles in certain places of, you know, whatever they got going on. I'm talking about, listen, the quiet stroke technology, man. 7,000 RPM motor. I'm telling you, this is great trimming that is all. I'm telling you, it's all time high. I'm telling you, your balls will thank you. Your balls will thank you.
You got the leopard strike going all the way down your
back. No, I don't do that.
Smash your ass, don't you?
I ain't got that. Listen,
then
this
April
third,
give you the stripe. The deep
no, she didn't give me
the
nothing.
Stripe going down your
she
back.
She didn't give me nothing
to your ass.
This is the third generation trimmer. Like this thing is unbelievable, man. I'm telling you, the Lawnmower 3.0. And the thing I like about it, they got that ball deodorant. That's my favorite because you can use it not just for your balls, you can use it on your body.
He puts the ball deodorant on his face.
No, I said I put it on. You know,
wouldn't
you
that just, make them a dickhead?
Smell, no.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Yeah. It smells so good, cuz. Bald deodorant. No,
but like, the thing about this is, for everybody that's out there, man, listen, if you want to, you know, trim up, you know, if you want to mow your lawn, get the Lawnmower 3.0, manscaped.com.
Let me ask you a question. Is cool that game. Important to y'all?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to go down there and have pubic hair in my mouth. I'm not trying to do that. Like, I like, and I'm one of the girls, I like to go down there.
Oh, I'm yeah. slipping but then. I'm not, I gotta get you. My manscape on, because I ain't, you pull these draws off, Tootsie, a wild beast.
I feel like guys are so hard on women, like, oh, she's hairy, oh, she stinks, oh, whatever. When guys are the worst, wash under your balls.
Oh, dang. Lord.
Scrub in between.
Oh, so you you'd have had some salties before, huh? Made a bitch blood pressure go through the roof.
Yeah,
about to have a heart attack out this motherfucker.
I'm going to do it, but I'm real mad at myself.
Goddamn stroke, huh? You had to hold your breath.
And I wouldn't take a Brillo pad and rub it all over my face. Trim your balls. If I'm going to be playing a concert on the old skin flute, the least you could do.
Playing a concert on the skin flute? I've never heard that.
The least you could do is make sure this, the audience is right.
I mean, let me ask you a question, like, the salty nuts, how did they, was they like planters? Did they, like, was it like, because you know you eat a bag of planters, you need a water immediately. Like, did you need some hydration after fucking with the salties?
I never had salty balls. I'm just
going to
add that.
No. You definitely had never. Some salties.
No.
Never in
every
your life.
Every woman, no. Let me tell you something.
No. I'm not here to lie. I'm here to say facts.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to prove to you that you had salties.
Oh, okay. Let me hear okay. something.
You ever went out to dinner with a guy?
Yeah.
Y'all left. Y'all went to a lounge area.
Fuck the lounge. I'm giving you top in the car.
Okay. Hold on. So you can't even. Y'all can't
Slim,
even finish.
Yeah. Oh, there you go, Slim.
Y'all can't even finish a good night out because you just got to get the top up right there in the car, huh?
I'm just a horny female.
Yeah, oh, so y'all can't finish the night out?
Can y'all finish the night?
So you never been at a lounge with a guy and then y'all went home and had sex?
Yeah, but it wasn't salty.
Yes, it was. Because they was not no brand new fresh nuts out the shower.
I'm not saying that it's fresh.
Them nuts
I'm not
was in the club like this, stuck to his thigh. Y'all in there, doing all this shit.
Y'all doing all the dances.
That is me, whoa. That's the same thing them nuts was doing on that leg. Whoa. Yeah, so you had some salties.
Nah.
Let me ask y'all a question, you know, coming from two different. Can you mess with an ex-friend?
Like, hook up with an ex?
Yeah, an ex. One of your ex's friend.
No. Oh, one of your ex's friends.
Have you ever done it, Kate? Be honest.
Have I ever hooked up with my ex's friends? My high school boyfriend, this is a long time ago. Mm. I broke up with him right before I went to college. And then I went to visit another college where one of his best friends was, and I definitely hooked up with one of his best friends. That was, I was...
Yeah, you was young.
Cocaine. Yeah. Come on. Right. Damn. Just kidding.
It's a great day, huh?
That's definitely a no for me.
What about your friend?
Was the hookup worth it? Did he fuck the leather off your jacket?
It was horrible. No, it was not worth it in any way.
Let me ask you a question. Like, how do you feel when you put worthless mouths on your vagina?
Worthless mouths?
Were you like,
have you ever?
Those mouths wasn't worth
going
on the vagina.
Any guy that you can say, get down there, idiot, says it's great for me. But, I mean.
Oh, so long as he got down.
Yeah.
Long as he put his face in the scrambled eggs.
Right.
He can make up for it, huh? Yeah.
Was it ever a time when you were doing sex? Or a session that your vagina engine light came on?
Where you're like, enough already?
Like that engine light came on, that thing's like, I got to repair this thing.
Yeah, it sure has.
Yeah, I think a common misconception for guys is like lasting as long as you possibly can. Right. And it is great to last long. But there's a certain point where it's like, sex is friction.
Where it's like, just come.
It's like, hurry the fuck up like already,
I'm over
dude.
Like, are you done yet?
Yeah, so I put the fake in it into overdrive to make sure you finish.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to get harder. Yeah, I'm going to suck a little bit harder.
Okay, so let me ask y'all, is it for women how it is for men? Like, when men shoot the club up, it's over. It's like, I need 15, 20, at least a half or something. Like, you... Like, you still on the dick after I done shot my shots in the air on the 4th of July? It's, you're injuring the dick. This dick is not going to get up. This dick is going further into a shell because you're taking more of my soul away from me.
That's what we're trying to do, though. We're trying to snatch your soul.
That's true.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do women like sucking dick because when a man comes, as they're giving him head, they have all the power?
Yes. I would lie if I say no.
Because yeah, when else do you get to see a man like,
I want to see you gutted up.
Wait.
Yeah. That's the face they give. That's the same face.
Or the worst is the throw up face.
Yeah. Or the feet curl up. It's like, stop. Yeah. Stop.
No. Yeah. So right. you have a motherfucking feet throwing up the Bloods and the Crips, yeah. Honey.
Both sides. Right. I don't even know what team he going for no more. What the fuck you talking about?
Hey, so you don't know what you have a lot of women out here that, you know, they be like, I've never had an orgasm in my life. Have you ever been in a relationship with a guy that you loved the guy? Like, like he was a great guy with bad dick. Like, oh, I love this nigga, but he couldn't. This dick is not going to hit the back of the oven. Did you ever have a great guy with some bad dick?
For sure. Excuse me, yeah. White woman here. Yes, right. Yes, I have. I think, I don't know if this would be different, but when you're like, I was raised to be super polite, and you sacrifice your feelings a lot of times to make sure the other person or other people around you are like happy and feel good and comfortable. So I think, and also I was raised like super, super Catholic and super conservative, so it wasn't really talked about. Like, I didn't, like, it was never talked about, like, women are supposed to get off too, and it matters that you get off as well, like, it matters. Right. So that was never brought up. So when I was younger, it was all about just getting the guy off, and, like, I didn't even realize, like, oh, I should be getting off too.
Right.
For, like, and now I'm in my 30s, and I'm like, you're not done. Get back. Figure it out, idiot. But it took me a while to figure out. I faked it for a good decade, I think. Like, yeah.
So, damn. So when was the first time that you had an orgasm?
How old were
you?
Oh, I mean, on my own for a hot minute. So, like, I knew I was supposed, but I didn't know with guys. So
wait. So your first several orgasms came on your own?
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Is it like that for all women?
I think it's like when you figure it out, you're like, what is this? Right, oh, my God. Yeah.
I remember when it first hit me. I couldn't, my legs were shaking. I was like, what's going on? Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay, so
So do you remember the first guy that made you have an orgasm?
Yes.
And was he like, when he got done, did you like kind of look it up at him like that?
I wanted to fuck him again.
Was he glowing in the light?
He was Jesus to me.
What happened to him?
He's still there.
Oh, shit, he's still there.
He's still there. His mouth is gold. He ain't going nowhere.
So he made you orgasm from his mouth.
Come on, you trying to from everything.
From everything?
Because he lick everything. He do everything.
No, but you keep talking about licking. It's licking and it's sticking. This is two parts.
No, he's good. He's good in both, but I like the mouth more. You know, I'm just.
Is it women out here that they enjoy their partner's mouth more?
More than the sword?
Than the sword?
I can't speak for.
Is the mouth mightier than the sword?
That's a good question. That's a great question. I think also. A lot of guys think that just their dick in a vagina gets a woman off.
Right.
It doesn't. I'm going to drop a hard clit. You gotta be working the clit a little bit, too.
You got to do everything.
A lady's not going to get off if you're just fucking.
You rub the clit a little
Either
bit.
Her or you have to be rubbing it. Otherwise, nothing. It's very rare that an orgasm will happen.
So she can't. There's no possible way that she can have an orgasm unless it's the clit being rubbed as well.
You could
have to pin some titties, song.
Don't
just sit here.
Is the talk very important? That filthy talk.
Oh yeah,
a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, so I might be taking my shit a little too far because you saying a little bit and I be saying some crazy shit.
I like a little like
do you think I might turn my wife on with some, because I'll be like, oh, this is the greatest dick on earth, ain't it?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, that dick in the back of the oven. Oh yeah, hold your tongue out. Oh, slap it on your tongue, pistol whip yourself.
He sound like an old pervert.
At the end of the day, that
get ladies. He look like an old, he sound like an old pervert that get prostitutes.
But let me tell you
something. Let me tell you something. But when you're in the moment, It's so fucking good.
It's so sexy.
You should try it because now what you let me know
beast. I'm a beast.
Are you a beast? So okay. What's some of the shit you say?
Right, let's hear it.
No, I ain't gonna tell you.
You're lying. You ain't a beast. He be in there on mute like this.
I'm talking dirty to you. I'll be doing that on mute. I'm talking dirty. He was dreaming about this dick, wasn't he? Yeah, I'm the mailman. I delivering this meat package.
Now that was some old man dirty
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
I'm the mailman when I deliver. I'm delivering the meat package. What?
It's the meat market.
Like I think my woman would have been turned on. Like, nigga, you just called your shit the meat package. Like
you just said you was the mailman.
Come up with some better shit than that.
Dropping these milk bottles off on your stoop like it's 1933. That's right, bitch.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Are you dome ladies or titty ladies? Where are you spraying it?
Come.
I'm gonna let you answer that first.
I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna go wrong. If I'm in a monogamous relationship and we've both been tested and we're good and it's just the two of us, toss it in there, pal.
Okay. Yeah.
Very big turn on.
I love face shots. Fuck the titty.
Oh, you like facials and baby showers.
Yeah. You know why? Because, like, you can't look at me and tell me that my face is not glowing. Like, that shit works wonders. Forget the skincare.
Skincare.
Come in my face. My teeth is white. I'm telling you, the edges, bitches out here need to get some cum on the edges. Because, bro, that shit helps.
So, what you rubbing in, like, calamine lotion?
No, I just get on my knees and, you know, like, I'll wait till you're done, you know?
Yeah.
You don't like it slapped on there when you...
That too, or sometimes just like rub it on my forehead, rub it in.
Yeah. Rub it in, huh?
Yeah, you have to rub it in. You just can't leave it there.
Bitch skin gonna be good tomorrow. Bitch gonna be glowing tomorrow.
Am I not glowing?
How long you been on that skin treatment?
I've been on skin treatment for like...
This semen. This top of the line shit right here.
Well, actually, it happened by accident.
This semen is done by Proactive.
All that stuff.
You do have great skin.
Yeah, I do. It happened by accident. And it was like, it happened by accident.
I think we got another sponsor, Semen, by Proactive.
It happened by accident. And I don't know. I like weirdly liked it. I was just like, yo, like every time we fuck, you got to come in my face. Like this shit is just like a turn
what you
on.
What you like, the hot, like toaster scrotal shit feeling like, you know. Like
that's exactly what it feels like. Right. I ain't even gonna lie.
Some people like the toaster scrotal package when you squeeze the ice and I'll still be a little warm. Yeah.
That's exact. And it's sweet as fuck.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Have you ever had, like, do the way a man's semen tastes have to do with anything that he's eating?
Hell yes. Yeah.
Like, nigga, fuck, you had a Big Mac, nigga.
Yeah.
Shit taste right. You need to become vegan.
Like, again, men are always complaining about women being gross and stuff when they're, like, do you know what we do for you? Like, do you have any idea with your salty-ass balls and your, eat a pineapple for the love of God, mate. Because they say it helps. What you do eat helps.
Yeah. Pineapples
like sweeter
make it
foods
sweet.
Will make your. Yeah.
Sweet. She has semen allergy.
Yeah. So.
I wouldn't say that, but you know.
See, your pineapples do make it sweet, but you eat an apple.
It does. I love me some pineapple.
It's like apple juice. Creamy apple. It's like an apple juice milkshake. She off the hook.
Send that shit my way.
Scale to 1 to 10, anal.
I say an 8.
Oh, she is going all the way in.
I'm not gonna lie to you. You brought me here for a reason.
Yeah.
You
can't crash this ass. Yeah, man.
You can't. Look at Slim over there. Hot.
I'm not selfish.
Slim over there getting warm.
I'm not selfish. Take all the holes.
They said, let me ask you a question. Do you find it easier to climax from vagina stimulation or anal stimulation? Because women always say, and I heard this was a fact, but I don't know how true it is. Something about a male stimulation is in his butt. And I'm like, it's in my dick and my balls.
No, he like in his ass. That's why he said that.
You're missing out. Yeah. If you're not letting a finger up.
Guys
are crazy about it, but.
I'm not doing that. Why
okay,
not?
Okay. So.
That's why I draw the line.
So when you throw that goddamn in there, they love it, huh?
Two tested. What?
Well, yeah, right. So when you throw the goddamn up in there, they love it.
It's been a while. Since
the goddamn.
Yeah, I was with a guy who like that was his thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying my.
Was he going crazy?
No.
Gil, look at him.
He's like, whoa.
Gil, love it.
Was he like, whoa? He can't wait to get out for your thumb in his face.
Love it.
Yeah, he started talking about being a mailman or something. It's a mailman delivery. It's weird. Yeah, it was very strange.
Very strange, right? Yeah. He's like, I'm the mailman and you're the mail woman. Now you deliver it to me.
This part like of the show is cakes? This part of the show is brought to you by Tommy John's. One thing about Tommy John's, listen, it's like you don't have nothing on. One thing about, I'm talking about, these, listen, these underwear, it's like you don't have any underwear on. I'm talking about, they simpler. Listen, listen, I'm telling you one thing, Tommy John, you'll walk in, you'll be like, oh, do I have any drawers on? Do I have any underwear on? No, you don't. And you know, it's like, it's this feeling of, you know how you just put some shorts on? Just imagine putting some ball shorts on. That's how I feel when Tommy, and you ain't got no drawers on. You got Tommy John. They just so, they're so comfortable. They feel great. This is an unbelievable feeling. I never felt this feeling up on my body before like this. Until I start wearing Tommy John's underclothes. Mm-hmm. The shirts feel like you don't have no shirt on. Just like, you know, naked. It's like you raw. Like, to be in a raw is like, oh, because it's like I'm one with the earth. So to have Tommy John's stuff is just like, I'm talking about it's just fucking comfortable. Well, I'm talking earth. About, I mean, I'm talking about they got the women's stuff. I'm talking about they got everything, man. Best pair you'll ever wear on your life, or it's a free guarantee. Everything, man, you know.
Where do you go to get them?
TommyJohns.com/million for 20%. Off your first order, man. But
I wore the pair you gave me, though, even though they were some fruity joints. They
you had to wear them. That was
they was comfortable,
they
though. They was comfortable. You know what I mean? They wasn't no fucking Valentine's
Day. No, it was Valentine's Day, and they gave it to you.
Yeah, but that wasn't no Valentine's Day gift, bro. Don't fucking mean it was a Valentine's.
What type of underwear do you like your man to wear?
Ooh. None. I've been with a couple guys.
See,
too.
I told you they like that, man.
Yeah.
They like it when you don't wear, when you free ball, man. I told you that shit.
Especially when you fresh out the shower, you get in his mouth.
Oh, hold on, wait.
Oh, that's a fact.
Wait, hold on. Y'all never answered. What is a better stimulation? The vagina or the anal?
Damn, I'm selfish. I like it both, but I'll say vagina.
Yeah. Again, either one. There's still got to be some other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna get off just because you're putting something in my asshole. Like, you need to do. You ever see those guys at the park who are playing the trumpet and the drum and the harmonica? They have all the strings. They're doing the whole concert.
So
same
when he
time.
Hit that ass, he got to reach over from the bottom.
Right, you got to do a little, yeah. You're the, what is it, the music man?
And then whisper in my ear a little.
These crab cakes are warm.
What's the nastiest shit you ever heard? What's the nastiest shit you ever heard in the ear?
Nastiest shit I ever heard?
No, what's the nastiest shit you ever did?
Oh.
She said, ooh.
April spit in his mouth. That's they think. She spit in his mouth. Spit in my mouth, baby.
That's like regular.
Y'all like
shit,
go to shower?
Well, that's regular shit.
No,
yeah, don't pee on me.
No, don't pee on me.
Yeah, do y'all like to pee on dudes? Because he like to get pissed on.
No, too. I didn't say I like to get pissed on. She peed on me before. I don't even know.
Do y'all deliver? Is y'all go to shower distributors?
As a feminist, and like I'm a pretty hardcore feminist, there is no better feeling than laying a man down on a bed. Squatting over him.
What about the shower?
And taking a big hot dumper right on his chest.
Well, you done that before?
I was saying,
for sure. Yeah, is it? No.
You took a shit on a guy?
I'm totally kidding. No.
I was about to say,
y'all taking this sexy shit to a different level.
This is how rumors get started. I have never shit on anyone's chest.
What was the guy's name who you shit on? Let's give a shout out to Billy Alton Boston.
Full Christian.
Billy Alton Boston.
Billy Shitty.
Yes, Billy.
Shitty. Shitty Bill.
Little Shitty Bill out in Boston. Yeah. Shout out to you.
Shitty Bill down in Delco. You know who you are.
Damn.
Not enough baby wipes in the world to... I've never shit on anyone's chest.
What's the nastiest thing you've done, though?
Nastiest thing I've done? Probably not much. I think as I'm getting older, I'm like, I need to like get weirder with it. But I don't think I've done anything that crazy.
Right, I feel like the things that I do is just like normal. Like, spit in my mouth and like face shots.
I've never done the spit in my mouth thing.
Yeah, I've done. I like
coronavirus going around. You can't be reckless like that. Come on,
that's new though.
Sheesh.
Yeah, that's new.
Yeah, okay.
She said with the coronavirus, you know, you gotta watch that shit.
Any orgies? Anything?
Not me.
Don't lie.
Threesomes is regular.
Oh, not for me.
Do you like women or you like guys better?
I like, damn. Why y'all do that?
Oh, you had a...
I like girls with fat asses and titties. Like,
okay, so let me ask you a question. If nobody has a pole for the hole,
okay,
where y'all get off at? Like,
do the scissor
legs.
Yeah.
Do the scissor legs. Scissor legs? Or?
Scissor leg.
Scissor all day.
Oh. Scissor, 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 scissor. Do the scissor leg. Do the scissor leg. Do the scissor leg.
Scissor,
scissor, scissor, scissor, scissor, scissor, scissor, scissor, scissor.
So, Do women eat vagina better than men?
Yes.
Kate, you ain't seen that, Kate.
Wait. No, I need to switch teams, yes. Probably. I've never dabbled in the other way. But
I have. Drunk.
So.
A couple times.
Have you ever had a guy that can compete?
Yeah, I had a threesome. So it was
No. But what I'm saying is, because you just said women eat vagina better than men. So right. I'm saying, did you ever come across a man that you was like, this nigga's 25% bitch the way he eat this pussy. God damn, you got to be 40% woman or something. You got a lot of your mama in you, boy, the way you eat it.
I would say guys are way more selfish. So I think yes. A woman would be way more giving and way better at like, oh yeah, we're supposed to get off too, so I know what to do.
No, but see, like a guy like me, I take my time. Like I might eat tootie crab legs for about, I might be down that bitch for 45 minutes. She got to tell me, all right, come on up and get, all right, come on.
Come get some air.
Yeah,
come, nigga, come on, nigga. Like, how many times you gonna spit in my ass? It's like
that's crazy.
See, that's the best. Yeah. See, that's how you wake them up. They be there. They be all. Oh, you start that motherfucker off with spit.
Nah, normally what we do is we just poke our butt out just to let you guys know that we want some dick. You know, we just poke our butt out just a little bit with booty.
Oh, so
shorts.
You like getting your ass ate from the back like a snack, huh?
As you're supposed to.
let me ask you a question. What about you ever suck a guy's dick from the back?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's his thing. They call it the buffet. He call it the buffet. All you can eat. He like that joke, boy, baby. All you can eat. He call it the buffet. The buffet.
I like the balls in my face when I suck it from the back.
But hold on. He like it from the back. You gotta.
Yeah, eat the shitter.
Came across that ass.
Make sure it smell good.
Yeah, it's
kind of. That don't mean I'm gonna go win it.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
I just think he loved a
butt. No, because
the ass.
No, let me tell you, because he used to. Yeah, everybody knew he used to run the food shit up in the jail.
He lied.
He used to say, if anybody want a butt, say, come to my cell tonight.
He lied. He fucked.
Yo, we having a butt say in my cell tonight. All you can eat.
That's him.
Buttermilk.
That's him. You see
the next butt.
And this ain't on the commissary. This is the best part.
You see, like, he like that anal play, man. He's a wild boy.
This ain't on the commissary. Anybody want a butt thing?
Boy of the night. He a boy of the night.
So boy of the night.
He a boy of the night.
So let me ask y'all a question, right? In relationships, right, what's the one thing that you absolutely hate for your partner to do? Like, that shit just turn you the fuck off, just boil. How women say, it makes my blood boil. I don't know what the fuck that means, but.
During sex specifically?
No, just in a relationship.
General?
Relationship.
Ooh.
Like, what's, or you, it don't have to be the one thing. What's some of the things that you hate for a guy to do? Or what, you know, you might be like, I just can't stand a guy that just fucking lies for just, he just.
Yeah.
His whole, everything about him is just a fucking lie. He can never tell it. Like, what's some of the things that y'all just absolutely hate as women?
I just hate an insecure man.
Yeah. Oh, that's oh, shit. That is the worst, right?
That is the worst.
Because that leads to lying. That leads to all sorts of other things.
Right.
And
we ain't got time for that.
Mm.
I don't know. There's too many females out here. Like, if you want to act like a bitch, then I might as well be with a bitch.
Yeah. Okay, what's the number one thing that turned you on about a guy? Is it first his look? Is it his confidence? Is it his vernacular, the way he might talk to you? What is it? Because, you know, some people go off looks. Some people are like, I'm not really good with looks. I'm more of a personality guy, personality lady. You know, what's most attractive to you as a woman?
I'll say personality.
Personality and confidence is so huge. Confidence in the bedroom, confidence in regular life. And then if it's to the point where, like, I'm coming over to your place, I don't want to be your mom. I don't want to clean up after you. Like, you're a grown man.
Right.
Clean your shit up, dude. Like,
right.
Going into a guy, if you're in your, I'm in my 30s now. Right. If there's, like, a pube forest in your bathroom, maybe fix it. Like, I don't know.
He probably had his lawnmower. He probably cleaned up.
That's true. They need to put a little vacuum attachment on the end of it next. But I'm just like, it's like such a red flag for if it could ever be something serious. Right. Like he's not going to change. So if you're being a dirtbag all the time, it's like, grow up a little bit and be confident, I guess. I don't know.
What about you,
so it's confidence.
No, I agree with what you're saying. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So is it? How much does looks play a part?
Yeah, you can't be no ugly motherfucker walking around with me. I'm just saying, hot breath and all that. Like, if you cute and you got hot breath, oh, oh, we gonna argue because we not about to do this. I hate hot breath. You see all the mints I had in the front? Like, you be trying to have a conversation.
Yeah, that's why when my man Slim said something to you back down, like, you was like, oh.
I was like, dragon. Damn, bro, your shit is booming.
His shit is booming.
Nah, but I really
you
hate
said
men.
Slim. Yeah.
Your shit booming.
I hate a man with hot breath. Like, oh, my God. Oh, females, too, because I'm real quick. Like, your breath stink, bitch. Don't try to have this conversation with me.
Well, that falls in, like, hygiene. Like, be a grown man. Like, a lot of guys are hard on women for themselves, but they don't take care of their own hygiene. Wash your balls, brush your teeth, floss every now and then. Figure it out.
Slim like Danny hard on me.
Wash that ass.
Yeah.
You know, for me,
Slim, wash that ass.
Wash it
for
me.
Slim trying to get some top from the back. You better wash that ass.
Right. Top from the back. He like that top from the back too. That's his thing too.
Hey, because for me,
he got slipped the roofie too.
I don't.
One time.
Oh, you like that too, huh?
Yeah, he like the whole twist. Keep up.
Like for me, I like to have, you know, the bald eagle.
Right.
Maybe a landing strip at the most.
You don't like a little forest sometimes?
No, I don't like no fucking forest.
When it get wet?
No.
I've been saying that's some throwback shit.
I don't really like a forest.
That's like when it get wet. That's like the old from back in the day. Like the
porno Jones.
Yeah, bro.
She be bushed out afro.
Bro, my pop's been in jail too, so I done found his collection of DVDs. I was like, this is what this old nigga watching?
What did he have?
Bro, it's like, you see, like back in the... You probably got some.
Yeah, no, like you know any stars that was in him?
Nah, I ain't really...
Like, but everything was bushed out, right?
Bushy,
yeah,
like,
he's a legend.
And then, you know, like back in the days with the bras,
tell your poppy a real one.
Is he pointy and shit? And then tell the panties look real, like, funny looking. Yeah, we ain't got time.
You tell your dad he a real one.
Why? Because he got old he ass.
He owned it down. He a historian, man. He a poor historian. He keeping this shit alive, man.
DVDs. Yeah, he keeping it alive.
He just called your papa pouring his story.
He got that old shit, man. I know he got like ebony eyes in there, Janet Jackman and all that shit.
Do y'all enjoy watching pornos as women?
Yeah.
Because,
I was just watching porn behind my desk.
Because
what? Damn.
She getting it in at work.
What's your favorite
tech? 15 minutes.
What's your favorite?
I only do that in the summertime when I got dresses on.
Yo, what's
I can't
your
do
favorite
that with my pants on, man.
What's your favorite? What you like to watch most on porn?
I'm weird. I like watching.
Like, what turn y'all on as
I
women?
Because like
they don't never admit what's turning on. Do y'all be like, I guess need to see a huge dick? Like, what
turn y'all on? Like, watching a huge dick don't turn me on.
Okay, because for us, we want to see some ass.
Nah, yeah, same.
You want to see?
I like watching like
fat
when
ass.
I go down the categories. I'm like anal. All right, I already did enough of that.
What's your favorite website? Which one? XNXX or Pornhub?
Oh, you know which ones are up.
No, I'm just saying.
Go check my search bar. It's like five different ones up there.
It's Pornhub, and I talk about him
Pornhub's
on the radio all the time.
White.
I have a favorite. Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah,
I have a favorite porn star that I've talked about, and he tweeted at me a couple weeks ago because I talked about him so much. His name is Owen Gray. He's a wiry-ass little white dude. He's covered in horrible tattoos. He looks like kind of sickly. He's got a monster dong. And he just, and it's
he
not,
got a monster
not what
dong.
He looks like. It's his confidence. He walks in there, takes a lady by the neck, and just goes to town.
That's how it's supposed
to be. Oh, you like the burglary? You like burglary sex? Dude, to break in? Shut up. Come here. Grab you by your mouth. Shut up. Go in the room.
He's just
take everything
confidence.
Off.
Confidence. It's that big dick energy where he's just confident, but he also cares if the lady
she like BDE.
Off. He's work. He's playing the
also
air guitar.
He's not selfish.
He's not selfish. That's
she like that BDE.
Okay, so let me ask y'all a question. Y'all on vacation. Y'all having girls trip on vacation. Who's somebody you absolutely love?
As far as like what?
A guy. Like, say,
rapper,
if it's an
celebrity.
Idris Elba or...
celebrity?
It could be a woman. It could be Beyonce. It could be anybody. Somebody that you absolutely love.
I'm going to say Rihanna.
Rihanna. Okay, what about you?
It's a really good answer.
I'll eat that shit from the back. Side, Rihanna. All that.
Damn.
I think...
Slim over there.
I'm on a big Lizzo kick right now.
Lizzo.
You like Lizzo. Damn, okay.
But
you're going to sit on that face. You ain't going to be able to
But what I'm saying is somebody that you also was attracted to, like, oh, my God, I love Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, okay,
or,
okay.
I love Adam Levine. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? Somebody like that.
Oh, fuck. What's it, Jude Law? That's a random one, but I just saw him in a tabloid the other day. He was in, I don't know, he's kind of older. That's not a good answer.
I mean, if it's
he's
good
hot,
for
though.
You.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so would you say he's one of your favorites?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you're out of town on a girl's trip. Mm-hmm. You're down at the bar. He walks up. Rihanna walks up. You're like, oh, shit. Sit down right beside you. Oh, perfect gentleman. Rihanna's perfect. Y'all sitting there, y'all vibing. So where you from, girl? Oh, da-da-da. 2 hours go past. Look up. Oh, my God. 3 hours go past. We still sitting here. We done had about 7, 8, 9, 11 drinks. We talking about everything. You in a relationship, though. He ain't there. He's not there.
You married.
You don't even got to be married, but you in a relationship.
Right.
And Judd is like,
I'm cheating. I'm cheating. I ain't even going to lie to you. I'm cheating. And I'm going to call you right after.
And be like, what? Well, how the phone going to happen?
Baby, I cheated.
What you going to tell him? But
I done ate Rihanna pussy. I cheated. I'm sorry.
And he going to be like, why don't he call me?
Yeah. I'm like, well, we could have FaceTime, boo, yeah. But I still cheated. I'm just letting you know right now.
Yeah.
Damn.
I feel like Rihanna, if I was like, it was Rihanna, it would be cool.
I don't even think it would matter, though. Like,
but,
wait, so you think if it was Idris Elba, it wouldn't matter? Like,
well, for her,
I just fucked Idris Elba. I cheated. I sucked the leather off his dick.
I'm not putting my mouth on random people's dick. So.
Yeah.
You lying. If you say it was Elba, you...
No, I'm talking Rihanna. She's different. I don't know about who.
Wait,
she's
you just
about.
Put your lips on a random vagina, ass. But she.
But it's Rihanna. Like, right. Come on, it's Rihanna.
But then some people would say that's Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Or some people would say that's Jude Law. Or some people would say
I'm switching it to Jason.
It's Jude Law, actually.
She said okay. I'm switching it to Jason. Jason Derulo.
He comes in with a wheelbarrow and is.
you're definitely going to the room.
I'm cheating.
Dare I say YOLO? I mean, is it kind of the like the. If only for one night, Luther Vandross mentality. Like, if only for one night.
You're giving me my father vibes. Stop it.
I told you, old motherfucker.
Bro, you was old motherfucker.
The oak. On that bullshit.
Do you play the music, like the slow jam?
You like music
shit?
Being played?
No.
He wanted them to. He playing.
He looked like you look like.
He got a whole mix. He got a playlist.
He played a fucking slow jam.
Nah, you look like you got a whole playlist.
First of all, let me just tell you something. I got a call when he was in prison.
He lying. He lying on me.
He always
fucking
say,
lying on me.
He always say I'm lying. I got a call when he was in prison, and they was like, "Your fucking cousin's up here tripping." I said, "Why?" They said, "Every time it's time to get locked into the cell, we hear every woman screaming out the cells from his radio."
He's fucking lying on me. He's lying on me. I never did like, that. Listen, ladies.
Like he was up to sell anything you want done, baby. I do it naturally.
I never did
whoa,
that.
Whoa,
whoa.
But it's oh, like, oh, but it's oh. Hey, Sally was in there. Whoa,
slip over there lying. Whoa, yeah, he over there whoa. Lying. What do you say to a guy that was in the strip club? Got slipped a Mickey and woke up in the hospital and his ass was hurting.
Wait, what?
What do you say about him? He got slipped the roofie in the Mickey.
Can I see? Can I see that ass?
No, damn, so,
but really, though, he had a hell of a lawsuit, right? And he won his case. He got a shitload of money. And then went missing. For 3 days, woke up in the hospital.
His ass is. And it's official. He slipped a roofie in a Mickey. That was a bit. Both of them.
Don't you know how they had Roof Chris? He was but listen, the Roof.
He woke up in the hospital, but they recovered him. They recovered him from behind his bar in Philly called Woody's, the dumpster, and he was wet. He was soaked in Long Island iced tea.
Right.
They said somebody drenched him in Long Island iced tea. So what do y'all think happened?
They made that ass. And they peed on you a little. They peed on you a little.
No, they said it was Long Island iced tea. They said it was piss.
Nah, it was piss.
They said it was Long Island
iced tea. Long Island iced tea.
Hey, okay, so let me ask y'all one more question before we get out of here, right? Who gives the best head? White woman or black woman?
Black.
Kate.
Team no teeth.
Black.
What? Is that official?
Just hearing her talk today, I'm like, you know what?
And I'm going to keep it all the way
real. But from all your girlfriends, you knew all the college experiences.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. I went to a 95% white college. Shout out to Cabrini. You know what I always say.
I'm going to say, blowjobs take rhythm, unfortunately, for a lot of us white ladies.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. The best head I've ever had, other than my wife. Let's put you out
no, you're saying Tara's better than your wife, though.
No, I didn't say that. I said the best head I had other than my wife was a Caucasian woman. No disrespect.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You see, don't do that. I'm Puerto Rican and black.
Listen, I'm just saying. Listen, this girl sucked my dick up to college, and this was before my motherfucking wife.
Let's put it out
Let
there.
Me tell you something.
The buffet she gave you. She
I ain't get them fucking buffet.
She eat that booty like grocery.
He love the buffet.
You ain't denying it either.
Yeah, all right. I ain't got to deny it.
He ain't denying it,
see? Let me tell you something. Because let me tell you something. Everybody know is nobody's ever going to swipe their tongue across my ass like a credit card. That's not going to happen. You hear me? No Visa, MasterCard didn't get no swipe
across. His
what? Ain't my tail feather.
She ain't his tail feather. That's why you love her. Oh, when I was in college. No. He can't forget that
right.
body.
I'm gonna keep it right.
No, listen.
That was 40 years ago.
No, right, but your wife something. Is black, let so obviously, you know, I'm just saying.
No, my wife.
Is blazing.
She, no, her head comes from the Korean side, not the black side, side. Yeah.
So what he's trying to say is.
No, I'm going to keep it all the way real because one thing I learned early in college, it might be different now, but I got to college. I was one of the stars on the basketball team. Contrary to what he say, and I played on an online college.
He played the online basketball team.
No, the fuck I did.
Fuck, he trying to get in. Y'all played in the park in the weekends.
University of Phoenix.
Right.
Yeah.
Or was it DeVry?
No. It was University of Philadelphia County by way of the neighborhood.
Okay.
But anyway, when I got to college and they took a kid that was coming straight from the ghetto and they put me into – pretty much all white atmosphere. It kind of showed me how, at a young age, how the white girls thought and how the black girls thought. The white girls at the college was like, I'll suck your dick, but you can't get no pussy. And the black girls was like, oh, no, no,
we want it all.
I ain't sucking your dick, nigga, but I'll give you some pussy. Like, so it was like, wait, hold on, this shit's confusing. Like, they'll suck your dick, but won't give you no pussy. And because to them, I don't know if it's just the time I was in college, but
was like
to the white girls,
88.
Dick suck wasn't nothing. They were like, wait, you want a twirly? Like yeah. It was nothing. Like,
I wouldn't do either, but I would put my finger in your asshole back
then.
You know, that was the big
you
check your oil.
You want to check my oil. You want to check my fucking oil.
Slip over there. Slip over there. You can check my oil.
Check my oil.
You can check my. Get over here.
He like, I'm 2,000 miles over.
I don't know. I think I need a
You want one finger or two? I got
you. I need a little change.
Slim over there, and I need spark plugs.
I need a new muffler.
I think I need a tune-up as well.
Well, a little bit of spit.
But listen.
And make sure you give me a glass of water and a roofie.
Listen, how about videos? How many videos?
Videos?
Yeah, do you make videos?
Yeah.
Like,
do I make them?
Yeah.
Do you send them around? Did you ever send them to a dude?
Or did you ever let any of your boyfriends or your partners film you?
I did.
And then when you broke up with him, did you think, I hope this shit don't come back and bite?
Yeah, I'm not. We gonna make the video on my phone because I don't trust you.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, you know, you blow up, then next thing you know, he threw you right out there.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You hear me?
I got a couple videos.
Couple, huh?
A couple.
I got a couple photos floating around out there.
Do you think?
I don't know where they're gonna wind up.
He never whipped his phone out and was like, oh yeah. Oh, get those nuts. Don't get those salties.
Yeah.
No. Get the buffet.
Wait,
hold on. Put your pinky in and get those salties.
That's
now
crazy.
I'm getting paranoid.
Oh, she's scared now.
Could be.
Never?
I don't think there's a couple videos out there.
But no big deal.
I was in the military, and so before my first deployment, I was with somebody, and so he was also deploying. We were going separate spots. So before, it was those old iPods that you could take videos on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So before we left, I was like, grab your iPod, fill up your spank bank, let's go. And so it was like, on his iPod, we made like, how old am I? Oh my God. We made videos on his iPod that he could watch when he was deployed. Damn. Yeah. So
he
was that.
So he was out there watching that motherfucker. Yeah. He in the middle of the brush.
Do you like guys that send slammer shots?
What's a slammer shot?
Dick pic.
It's a dick pic.
Oh, I'm picturing Pogues. You would have the slammer. I'm like, is that when you just throw your balls on the camera front or something? Like, what's a slammer? Yeah,
like,
I want
do
that.
Do you like dick pics?
Yeah.
I think dick pics are corny.
Yeah, I think dick pics are corny. I don't really like dick pics. Why are you sending me a picture of your dick for? I'd rather see it in person.
I don't know. Like, if you're I'm in long distance right now.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Every now and then, I'm like, I forget what it looks
How
like.
Often do you have phone sex at all?
Yeah,
I love phone
you
sex.
You have to keep a relationship alive.
I love
if you
phone
want to,
sex.
You got to.
I love it. Dude, throw them legs back and go to town. Let me sit on the other side.
DJ.
Slap the dick off the phone.
There you go. Slammer.
Yeah, I mean, drop the phone when I'm showing.
Right.
The shower head.
a shower head over here. I like to climb that, you know, the pole in the bathroom. Just like showing what he's working with. Like, you see this? This is all for you, daddy.
Damn. Slim over there. Like, Slim over there. Shake it.
Shower, so she got Slim over there.
She got Slim over there. Shake
luxury,
it.
So.
See, wait, you say you don't shower?
No, no. I said I'm a poor with a very old shower that doesn't. Oh. Yeah, I don't.
Let me ask you a question.
Shower head.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever backed out on somebody like a person in a bank robbery? Like, he take his clothes off and you're like,
no, it's not going to happen.
You know what? Hold on for 1 second, bitch. Text me somebody died so I get the fuck out of here.
Sure. I have. Yeah.
Same.
Yep.
So, have you ever been out there? Have you ever, like, okay, now I'm talking about, when I say that, I'm talking about you actually seen the work and was like,
I'm good.
I'm not even going to. This Nick is all balls.
You know that Halloween game where they put some holes in the box and they put like pine cone and spaghetti noodles and you have to reach in without seeing and you're like, whoa, and you pull your hand back out? Uh-huh. I had one where I was like, oh, nope, not today.
Did you ever pull his pants back up after you pulled it down?
I was like,
have you ever ran from a dick that was too big? Like, Nick,
like, where'd that go?
Cool. I'm good. You're not putting that in here. Where the fuck is that going? That's a full-grown baby.
No, I haven't, but I...
She said, nope.
She's like, I'm dreaming of that day. She's like, I'm dreaming of the
monster. I can't wait.
Still waiting. Still waiting.
Now, listen, is a hand job considered sex?
Yeah, if you come, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because that's how I lost my virginity. So that was, I just
really?
Wanted
to meet
to
a crackhead too, to a crackhead back in 86.
It was a girl I was kissing, and she
lost his virginity to a crackhead that he paid four rocks for back in 86. She drank him on crackhead Shelly. She did everybody in the head, dog. She got you right out the way.
She was like, let me get you out the way first.
It was 86.
Slim got her pregnant. Slim got her pregnant. He only one who's hitting the roll.
He's quiet, but I feel like he's the craziest one of all.
Yeah, he is.
Like,
he got slipped the roof.
He's a wild man over there.
That's
Roofy.
That's Roof Mix.
It's always the quiet ones.
He got slipped the roof.
The quiet ones are the freakiest ones.
Yeah, buffet boy. Buffet Slim.
Yeah, you eat it from the back, Slim? No. Oh, you ain't living.
No, he said eat it from the back. No, get eaten from the back. He said, I don't do no eating.
Sometimes I'm going to put my business out there.
Why you got to tell everybody?
I don't do no eating.
I'm still scooping, though. It's all right. It don't matter.
Okay. Damn, the buffet.
So, before we wrap this up, because I feel like I'm having so much fun with y'all ladies right now. I really don't want to wrap this conversation up because y'all are just...
I got a good question.
What?
How often do y'all lie about your body count?
I don't lie.
That was a weird laugh.
What's your body count then? You fucking lie.
With guys or with women included?
With everybody.
No, all right, so... I've only been with two guys. I swear to God.
You only had two sausages in your whole life?
Yeah. What the fuck are you staring at me like that? I'm serious.
Slim over there like...
Slim is like...
Girls lie about their body count all day.
She eat ass.
I sure do. Look,
I can't believe this shit.
But look, this is why though. You
she
know
only
why?
Had a two Slim Jim pack. You know they come from two of them in a
First
pack.
First of all, I only had
She
two.
Only had a pack of Twix.
she talking on here like she...
Yeah.
Like she
but
all
like
star.
I'm a pro. Like she I'm not star. A pro, but like I know what I'm doing.
Mm. Like I don't oh, but I'm a virgin though.
I don't got to lie about my body count. Well, females, that's a different situation.
Okay. So all women, when they talk about their body count, they be having... A couple motherfuckers they not claiming, right? Because
right.
that was a horrible experience, and that was only an hour of my life. I'm not claiming you in that hour, nigga. Mm-hmm. You fucked up. That was the worst.
How many dudes you not claiming?
She only been with
God,
two.
I only been with two.
Okay, so how many women you not claiming? Were you like, I'm not claiming that bitch.
I ain't claiming none of them bitches. I'm just saying.
Oh, so you only had two partners in your life?
Yeah, I'm not claiming none of them.
What about you? How many you not claiming?
I am only claiming men who got me off without me having to help at all. So I am still a virgin. I have never had sex. Actually, it would be around two. If I genuinely counted that way, it would be
So you never had a guy get you off without you helping?
I feel like there's a huge, guys need to like step up their game.
Yes.
And if you're not asking a woman what she likes while you're in bed, you are wrong.
Look, you're slim like
Do you
game.
Like this? Do you like that? What do you like? Show me. It's not embarrassing to ask.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think my wife liked when I lick from where it's pink to where it's stink?
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. She liked that?
Yes. Probably.
Because when I'm doing it, I just see them. They be like this, them little motherfucking hoes.
That's why we do it.
They be like this.
You look hungry.
The next thing you know.
We going to show you what you want. You want to eat that ass.
The next thing you know.
You starving.
You just see the juices percolate. The motherfucker just start running all out of you. Like,
this nigga looking hungry right now.
Slim hey, over there blushing.
Some 20 plus years in, you better eat that ass like a snack. Yeah.
Start teaching seminars. Spread the good word.
Right, because
hold up, Kate.
Slacking.
Back up, Kate. You ain't give up your body count. How many contacts you had? You got to change it.
Well, again, I was in the military as a woman.
Did you do a lot of crazy
shit
in the military?
Which is like shooting fish in a barrel.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm
easily in New York City, 5.5 in a dark bar. I was an Afghanistan 11. You know what I mean? Yeah. There wasn't much around, so it was hot patoos. I never fucked anybody on deployment. But, yeah, I would say I'm going to keep it to myself because I'm a lady.
Okay.
But
you had your day.
In the teens?
Yeah.
You had your day back when you sound like when you. She sound like when she first went to the army. She went to the army. She lost her mind.
No.
She was like, I grew up Christian, and wait, was it Catholic?
No, you know what it was. It wasn't the military. It was when I first went to college, right out of high school, because I was super overprotected.
So soon
and
as
then
you,
all of a sudden, I went off to college, and I was like,
was
oh
no
my
protection
god,
there. She was like, meet me in my room, Billy.
Yeah,
the fuck is wrong with you?
Get here.
Come here. She was like, Mama never told me about this.
I just wanted to fake it for everyone.
She was like, Mommy never told me about
this. What you mean, fake
it
for everyone?
College guys have no idea what the hell they're doing, for the most part.
So you're just faking it?
Yeah. It was just meaningless, stupid, yeah.
So you fake moan and just try to get them off?
Yeah. I did a big thumbs up, lady. They look up and this is what they see. All right.
Damn.
We're all good.
I'm totally kidding. Yeah.
She said the big thumbs up, Lee. Yeah,
is anything
straight?
That gets a guy off like.
You're good, buddy? Up. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Hey, well, listen, right? This is $1 million worth of game. We truly appreciate y'all tuning in each and every week. We never have women on the show. So, you know, Wallow just came up with the bright idea of let's snatch two women from Berks at Barstool while we here, and we're just going to talk about different. So we want to commend you ladies for just coming on the spare of the moment because y'all didn't even have no idea y'all was about to do this shit, but Wallow's crazy.
And before we leave, do y'all have any messages for Slim about life, about getting slipped
Slim,
the roofie?
I need to hear more about the story.
Like getting slipped the roofie,
yeah,
life.
I need to see that butthole. I want to see if it's really loose. Like, did they violate you?
Damn.
Did they violate you? Seriously, I need to know. Because they roofied you, dude.
No truth to the story.
You don't sound convincing at all.
It's like, it's no
I done
truth.
Heard about it enough. I'm like, I'm convinced.
There's no truth to that.
Don't believe it.
Be like, oh, there's no truth.
Wait, so
to
did
that.
You get roofied, though?
No.
He disappeared for 3 days. Wake up. They discovered him. We see the police report. It was all lie. They discovered him behind a bar called Woody's in Philly. He was wet from the. They drenched him in Long Island. And his jeans was ripped.
Can I see this?
His jeans was ripped, but all his money.
Everything was still his money and anything.
He just was in pain.
And his jeans was ripped.
And when he woke up in the hospital, he was singing "It's Raining Men." That's what he was saying.
Hey, so this is another episode of Me and Oz Worth a Game.
Me.
I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
Katie Dick Slayer.
Damn.
Ebony Cocksucker. I don't know. I gotta outshine you because you know.
Oh. So she said the Dick Slayer.
What's Slim name? What's the good Slim name?
The Ruthless Roofie.
Yo, give me a name.
I can't. Asshole.
They call him
Lucy. They call him
they
Lucy.
Call him Lucy. Can I get a Lucy? Hey. But I appreciate y'all tuning in each and every week, making us the number one music podcast in the country. And make sure y'all get y'all merch online. Me and Oz Worth a Game merch. Get your bundle for $99, which comes with a hoodie, a hat, and a t-shirt. And once again, I want to commend these lovely women for coming in and just being a part of Me and Oz Worth a Game today. And it's just like that.
Right?